He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. She is the lady with her hands up.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you guys. Drama.
I guess I shouldn't be singing. Anyway, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Unfortunately, Butter Pecan is not going to be with us tonight. She has a family emergency, and we wish her family well and hope everything is all right. So, sending out a shout out to Butter. You know, we got you in our. And I thought, once again, it's your boy Dick Hugger, live on Smooth Drama, coming to drop some wisdom with the people. I want to share my knowledge with y'all. Well, not that I got a lot. I know a little bit. And, of course, in between dropping knowledge, you know, as always, we going to drop some funky shit. You know, I got some cuts from a couple of my homies that the bless me with some music, so I'm going to share it with y'all tonight. As always, we're going to talk about dumbasses. We're going to talk about haters. We're going to, of course, well, y'all might not, but I'm going to get on my soapbox. And anybody want to get on their own separate, what do you call it, soapbox, break me off a call. 646-929-2037. Once again, that's 646-929-2037. If you want to break me off a call. If you're too scared to break off a call, you want to just go ahead on and shoot me an email, that's cool too. I want you to shoot me an email at dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, that's dick@smoothdrama.com. And, of course, as always, you want your topic to get out there. I will read the shit. I don't care. You know me. I'm down for whatever, whenever, however. So long as it ain't stupid shit. Now, if it's stupid, I can't deal with it. I'm just a logical creature like that. Sometimes. I'm like 99% logic, and that 1% that makes me imperfect, you know, where I do something that just retarded, don't make no sense. That's just the way the story goes sometimes. Oh, before I give our mobile salute, I want to give a shout out to someone who says that I don't give him a shout out, so I'm gonna give a shout out to Tracy while I'm on the air, live and in person. Tracy, up in Oakland, giving you a shout out. Peace. Anyway, if you want to get with us, you want to keep up to date with what me and Bud are doing. You know, and I'm not like scratching my ass or, you know, digging in my nose. You want to know when I'm doing it or when Butter's doing the same? You can text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. Once again, that's text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. And starting off, as always, we got to give a shout out to not my governor, but your governor, Arnold of the Schwarzeneggers, who, of course, has him and his homies break us off with a a little less in our pockets. Because starting this month, the beautiful month of November, My birthday is coming up, by the way. I want y'all to know. So anybody want to send me some presents, I will gladly take them. Also, if you want to send me birthday pictures, I, of course, will take them also. But they can't be ugly birthday pictures, because if they're ugly, I'm, of course, clown you and clown you some more. Anyway, California employers are now required to hold 10% more in state income tax to help ease the budget crisis. Part of a plan to artificially inflate state revenue by $1.7 billion through next June. Brenda Vogt, a spokeswoman for the State Franchise Tax Board, said it's technically not a tax increase since workers will get their money back after April 15th. And as they gave an example, that a person making $51,000 a year will probably get about $4 less a week. Being that there's, what, 52 weeks in the year, we go $4 less a week, we're talking about, what, $208 less that I could be spending on me. Now, you know how many comic books that is? $208 is like my yearly budget for comics. And, and that's them saying it nicely, because 10% more in state taxes on top of what they already digging in my pockets for is fucking ridiculous. And what makes it terrible is the fact that, once again, this is something that should be unconstitutional, because we didn't vote for this. This was not put up for a vote. Lord knows we vote for damn near everything, but when it comes to them stealing money out of my pocket, I can't vote on that, because I'm sure they knew not to put that up a vote, because we already know that one would have lost, what, 99.9%. The only people who would have voted for it would have been, what, the people who actually voted, well, came up with the idea in the first place. You know, besides the fact that Arnold Schwarzenegger, who, once again, and I can't say this enough, once again won the special election because people said Gray Davis was doing something bad or whatnot. Last time I checked, when Gray Davis was in office, we didn't have the budget crisis that we have now. Now, we can say, hey, you know, it's a part of the recession and all these other things, but as I see it, look, this dude has taken the arguably the most prosperous state in the union and brought us down to nothing, to the point where now we have illegal taxes left. We have illegal taxes levied out of the blue. Just, hey, we just gonna take some more money from you. Like, we're not in the middle of a recession and we're not already broke. You want to take more from us. Now, I ask once again, what happened to the slush fund? Did y'all cut off that slush fund? You know, that discretionary money that you get, representatives? Did y'all cut that? The car allowance money? Did that get cut? I'm just saying. You know, there's a lot of little monies that don't get touched. And does this tax count for you guys, too? You know, it's bad enough we've been battling over the whole health care and this public option shit. when, quite honestly, the cure, the solution, was right in front of our face all along. We should have the same health care that representatives have. You enact that, share that cost. I mean, because obviously, once again, you digging in my pockets for that, because taxpayers pay for your health care and subsequently your relatives' health care. So even when you're not in Congress or whatnot, we still paying for that. You know, on top of what we're paying for with the Medicare and all this other stuff that we didn't get to vote on. Now, for me, especially when we talk about the Medicare and this new franchise state tax here in California that we don't vote on, but we're paying for things that we don't vote on, which is the basis of our Constitution. We're supposed to vote on these things. And if by the will of the people, everybody says we're going to, as they say, pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and support the union and tax ourselves and make everything good. Now, if we was doing it like that, yeah. You know, the so-called will of the people democratic process, you can respect that. But this is like the king. You know, back in the day is what the king would show up and say, hey, you know what? Ain't enough money in my coffers. Go get some money. Ain't this what it is? Seems like it to me. I don't know. In the meanwhile, you go down to a place like Texas, Dallas, Texas. You know, first, before I go to Dallas, Texas, I just want to say, I hope this tax, this state tax, to cover up that $1.7 billion deficit has nothing to do with that new stadium that's being built outside of L.A. and the city industry. That stadium that's supposed to bring them 18,000 jobs and that $762 million that they project is supposed to bring to the region. I hope this money don't go there, because if it's allocated to go there, you know what? I'm going to have to blow that. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that on there. I don't want folks coming knocking on my door, breaking down the doors in Dick Studios, and you're under arrest. You threatened to. Not even going to say it. But it's ironic. One week he talked about building a stadium, and then the next week we getting taxed to build up the coffers. I wonder, are they connected? Wow. Maybe it's the conspiracy theorist in me. Or maybe there's something to that. Moving on to Dallas, Texas, where, of course, you know, they have their new stadium, their new billion-dollar stadium that Jerry Jones built with Texas taxpayers' help, of course, for the Dallas Cowboys. I guess renovations and rebuilding is not just for football stadiums. Hell, it's also for churches. First Baptist Church of Dallas unveiled a $130 million capital campaign to renovate its downtown campus with a new sanctuary, a glass concourse, and a sky bridge. Wow. $130 million church facility. We definitely need to move to Dallas because they got it going on there. They building buildings left and right. They dropping coin there. So obviously, Dallas is where the money is because they putting up stuff. The church can spend $130 million. The church. You know, I mean, it was, and I mean, these dudes are so gangster. They have already raised $62 million for the renovation. Woo! Am I tripping? They got money. I mean, they got money for that. They got $62 million to build a church and a glass concourse and a sky bridge. That's sweet. Maybe I'm tripping. I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping, but damn, that don't sound right. That does not sound right. You know, there's definitely a sickness going on when we spending that kind of coin for a church. You know. Now I'm wondering. You know, I'm not trying to diss nobody's church. Lord knows, we don't want that. Did I say Lord knows? I'm just saying that should it cost $130 million? To build a church, a sky bridge, and a glass concourse. I mean, you are in Dallas. Don't they have, like, some Mexican homies down there? Had to do it for cheap. Oh, I guess I shouldn't. That's politically incorrect, I guess. Woo! Well, on that note, we gonna get a little hip-hop in. This is from my man Silkski, The Cure.
Still hustling. all day, grind all night. Grind all day, grind all night. Still hustling, still hustling. Grind all day, grind all night. Grind all day, grind all night. Still hustling, still hustling. Grind all day, grind all night. Still hustling, still hustling. Grind all day, grind all night. Still hustling, still hustling. Grind all day, grind all night.
All right. That was my man Silk Ski. Still hustling. The Cure, baby. Doing his thing. Silk Ski, we looking for an album from you, baby. Hook us up. Wu-Tang in the building. Tossing up the W. I know we can't toss up. That's the W. That's the W, or is this the W? Or something like that. As West Side. But most people know that by now. Ha! Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. I'm chilling alone tonight. I feel so lonely. My girl Bud Vakan is not here though. Actually, she's got a family issue. So we wish you well, Butter, and hope everything's all right. And we look forward to getting back with you, and I get to talk about you some more, like you know I like to do. Ah, man. Now, as always, I'm soliciting. I want y'all to break me off an email or two. And that email address is dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, the email address is dick@smoothdrama.com. Or you can come jump into the chat room. Not the cat room. Although I'm a live cat. You can come jump in the chat room and give me a holler. You know, I, of course, always read, even though the chat room is in 0.08 font. So I try to blow it up so I can read what the hell y'all talking about in there. And once again, if you want to break me off a call, that number is 646-929-2037. That's 646-929-2037. Now, of course, you know, we ended up talking about them $100 million church that they built down there in Dallas. Well, you don't have to worry about that up in Illinois. It's not about building the $1 million church. If you go to a church in Illinois, you can get you some money. You know, the Reverend Dan Willis has instituted a holy lottery at his 3 Sunday services, where the lucky seat numbers pulled send 3 churchgoers home with cash prizes of $500 and $250. Now, of course, they said because there's been so many people who've been displaced from jobs and facing foreclosure and whatnot, Reverend Willis was like, hey, people's faith was high, their debt was down. And when their faith was down, their debt was high. So he says he realized the two are connected. So what he did was I'm gonna institute a holy lottery. So you get the seats. They pull your seat number in. Of course, three people out of however, whatever the capacity is, although according to them, the plan is, of course, filling the pews. They're saying the attendance has gone from 1,600 to 2,500 in just a month. So, he's bringing people in by offering cash. Now, he quotes the Bible. He says, even an ant stores up in the summer so it can live in the winter. So he's saying even an ant knows how to save. But he makes the point that we with intellect don't know how to do it. That's a great saying. And it's interesting that he would point that out. But I just wonder, is he really helping the cause? I mean, not to beat his method, because, you know, actually it's a great idea, because as we all know, people like to gamble. So they can win some free money and whatnot, so they show up and get a chance to win that 500 or 250. And he's filling up the seat, so I guess it's not that bad. It's just, are the people there coming to get the word, to hear the gospel, or are they coming for their free chance to win $500, $250? That's the question. I wish I could poll the people. Although you probably wouldn't get an answer. You probably wouldn't get an honest answer from him, because, you know, who's going to say, unless it's something very, very anonymous, that, oh, yeah, no, I'm coming to hear the word. You know, I love Reverend Willis, and I love the Lord, and all that other good stuff. I'm honest. Who is really real with theirs, and who is faking it out? Because I think personally that extra 900 that's showing up was faking it out, but that's just me. I don't want to hate on y'all. You know, I don't want to make y'all seem like you're fake unbelievers, whatnot. Well, you move on to a sheriff who has a controversial plan, and you want the inmates to pay fees while they're in jail. Which is funny. It's like, how they gonna pay fees? They was probably stealing because they was broke. But controversial plan is for inmates to pay for their time in prison. You know, as Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson, you know, says he has a problem with inmates squandering their canteen money, you know, on candy and fancy sneakers. So he says the government needs to look for ways to support people who are doing the right thing and send a clear message that if you don't, yes, you're going to get treated in regards to paying your way like everybody else. So that's what he started doing, is he started charging inmates fees for everyday services, like rent in jail was $5 a night, and a haircut was also $5. Medical visits required a $5 copay, and inmates had to pay $12.50 to take the GED test. Now, Hodgson ran the program for 2 years and got $750,000 in escrow. But then a Superior Court judge ordered him to stop. And, of course, he appealed, and now the case is before the Supreme Judicial Court. Now, I'm curious what people think about this, about the inmates paying whatnot, you know, paying rent in jail. I'm like, really? I don't know about this one. This one seems a little out there. You know, at one point, you know, I do like the idea of responsibility. You know, taking the GED test, you have to pay for it, whatnot. Because obviously, as we all know, well, people who work for a living and actually pay rent, whatnot, mortgages, you appreciate what you actually pay for. You know, unfortunately, it's one of those things that when you ascribe money to it, it bears a little bit more importance than if it's just not money. Yeah. Now you go from that case where the warden, well, not the warden, but the sheriff is trying to get money to an inmate who is trying to get money from one of his victims. Yeah, I said it. An inmate is looking to sue one of his victims. And supposedly, he's winning. Oregon inmate who killed one man in 2006 is now suing his former hostage. You know, and this all started over like an $18,000 order for an ice cream truck. And I guess the hostage victim, whose name was Rob Chambers, he used to build ice cream trucks, and he built one for a guy in New York who was the killer, Tremaine Durham. And now that he's in jail for the murder of someone, he says that he should get all of his money back. Even after he confessed to killing a guy named Adam Calbreath. You know, this is sad. And Mr. Durham actually said, look at what you made me do. I've been robbing and killing people to get to you. The dude is suing Rob Chambers, saying that he demands his reimbursement for travel expenses from New York for the trip. He took the gun down Chambers' friend, whose name was Adam Calbreath. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I've never heard of someone who says, I'm going to sue the guy that I took hostage and I killed his best friend, because I should be reimbursed for driving to go and commit the crime. Now, ain't that ass backwards? You know, this dude definitely needs to be in the prison with Mr. Hodgson. So you can charge this fucker some rent. You know, a shut up tax in the court system. you know, our court system is way worse than outrageous. I mean, we have a guy who robbed and killed somebody and is trying to sue somebody for his murderous trip. Wow. How is this in court? How the judge ain't like, you know what? I'm going to, well, I guess he probably already has life, so he don't give a damn, but I would be like, for bringing this frivolous lawsuit and wasting my damn time? Oh, he should at least spend 2 years in solitary. What the hell? Legislate solitary. We legislate everything else. We can legislate solitary too, because this is ridiculous right here. You know, you suing somebody for the trip when you murdered somebody. That's some sick shit. Oh, make me want to go and smoke some weed, and I don't even smoke, never have smoked, which is crazy. So, instead, I'm going to go riding with my homie Cali, featuring Slow Mo with Cut Father from his new album, Seed, with his EP, The Seed. Y'all should definitely check this out, because this EP is hot. Anyway, my man, Cali, ride. Check it out.
Trees, drop a dime in my pocket, I'm hollering out of sleep. My eyes redder than the red of the sea. Fuck the bomb, blaze, blunts, now we know it's on me. Well, closer to the garden block. Back of Villa at the garden spot. Hiding my stash under the garden pot. I'm in the drive-thru, smoking on the lunch. Just a wonderful thing in the summer that happened. Hit the tobacco, we're blowing and fill your pipe. We just closed and we finished. Pop it over the side, pop it up down the stock. And got me your back, you rocking at the bench. You're gonna pop it till the pop is coming. I'm the Emotionapolis town in the Boston Derby, low down, sipping the Heineken, ISO, I be freaking. I'm the city, I'm fucking okay, green light. We put it down, I'm the whole different life. Miss the red eyes, riding up in the city light. I'm gonna take it to the 50 like living in the city light. Just coasting, moving with slow motion. Gold state, no riding a auto, polish out the sticky on the plate. Cruising the late night stuff, rattling the curve, head out to the same life, please. Rattling the front with a setup in a glove, in fact, thoughts of dub, freestyle with a hot box, past the mic, 4-5, smoking it. Cruising through the stone, gray ass, top 4 of the operation, they ain't fucking with us. For the nation, guys, chillin' with the kids, the eyes blazed, straight out, come on, I'm walkin' it down, pullin' up, talkin' the club, and we gon' roll up from the earth, everybody out the party, try to meet us at the curb, my next stop is the lab, record a track that I stab, you catch me fuckin' on a three-foot bag, while we keep it straight, you fuckin' on that three-foot bag, we cut it down, I got me the whole different life, Mr. Red Eyes, riding up the kids, the eyes, you know, see the kids, the kids, like living the kids, like, just out, and move it, let's let it hold you. Blowing up purple to the sunset, crashing down in 99 South with the cousin honey shooting holes out of my mouth. Reflecting on where I am and where I'm trying to go. With a fat man, checking the iron out of the hole. Look at the jet, you see the reason why you're not the cops, but you're fucking nerds. You can see the look of those hands. The hot mix is causing friction among the masses. I'm living for the vibe, you living because of passion. For the fact, I'm in a group of figures and moves. Rather than single conditions and the chickens with food. Stopping the clock, who's the Melrose Bass? White teeth, dickies, and nice toes, ladies, and white chicken, just in tribute to probably get that turn. Spending the 20 checks to all of my fuck parents. We're gonna get in your vicinity, hoes all pause. And stay crazy, just representing the rebel with the cause. And now, I'm just a big fucking party. Good life. We put it down.
Bonus coverage, baby. Warming it up with my man Drew from Watch.
Y'all don't even know who I am, but my keep banging my song. I ain't stressed out my pants in a dunny bitch press. Homie, I just got warm. I'm warming up, warming up, 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 I'm warming up. Homie, why? Sure, know I'm the answer like AI. Serious delivery. Bloody with a period. I'ma go crazy. Today with delirious. Yeah. Here he is. They be doing that. Ain't nobody doing this. Blew your budget on my whole wrist. The dirty money. Got a filthy rich. Stacks of paper. Go back to it later. Y'all going half on. I'm trying to have the Lakers. Quick. Spoiling my, saloying my clip, my boy locked up. And he didn't spoil for, keep me stocked up. Toothpaste, socks and stuff. And I'ma do it till he's back on the block with us. What up? Y'all don't even know who I am, but my, keep playing my song. I ain't stretched out my calves in a ton of piss press. Homie, I just got warm. I'm warming up, warming up, I'm warming up. My Chris Brown, my wife beater, baggy jeans on, MJ sneakers, snitches can't stand me, I'm pushing big candy, seeing more Franklin than Aretha's old family, for me, Casey, try pop for me, I ain't Biggie, neither am I Pac, call me, let them fly, return the favor, ain't no going back and forth like the Oakland Raiders, I'ma keep trying straight until my days are done, he had a long line for him, till I came and cut, let spill, rain on him so for real, make that shut up, take that. Y'all don't even know who I am, but my keep playing my song. I ain't stressed out my caps in a dumb bitch press. Homie, I just got warm. I'm warming up, boy, I'm warming up, boy, I'm warming up, boy, I'm warming up, boy, I'm warming up. I'm warming up, boy, I'm warming up, boy, I'm warming up, boy, I'm warming up. Heavy in the hood, go heavy on the beast. That's a whole lot of blood, go heavy on the sheets. The block was my dad, I'm raised by the streets. All I know is hell, so heaven can't be. Homeboy, I don't underestimate them or overtrust them. Trust, but it better not touch them. I just find somebody she cool with and fuck them. Then duck them. This is real life, it's not a movie. I stay to myself, cause the world do me. So I'm hanging out right there with you be. And little one, goofy. Y'all don't even know who I am, but my keep playing my song. I ain't stretched out my calves in a ton of bitch press. Homie, I just got warm. I'm warming up, 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 warming up. Yo, that's my man Drew from Watts. After I played Riding with my man Collie, and that was my man Drew from Watts warming it up.
hot shit. You know, hip hop is always in the building when Dick Hugger's in the building. Smooth Drama, baby. I'm fired up now. I'm fucking warmed up. I'm ready to go. I'm gonna play some ball or something. Drop a 3-pointer in your face. Anyway, y'all know nothing about that yet. Oh, it's the part of the show where we talk about the dumb asses and the haters. Now I want to talk about haters in my favorite state in the whole union in the United States of America, to Florida. Daytona Beach, Florida, to be specific. There's a Daytona Beach man who thought he hit the jackpot. He thought he won $166 million on the slot machine at the very popular Hard Rock Hotel and Casino near the I-4 in Tampa. However, as soon as the crowd left, the celebration ended, and the casino told him that he didn't win nothing. The casino claimed the slot machine malfunctioned. Woo! Bill Seebeck, who lives in the houseboat, you know, like, yeah. So he had been playing for about a half hour at the Bally Ultimate Party Spin slot machine, and $4 a game. He said he spent about $80, and then all of a sudden the bell started ringing, and the number slashed in front of him. He'd won a cash bonus of $166,666.65. Now, of course, he said his heart was beating real fast and whatnot, and he was going crazy. Now, if I was gambling and they said I won $166 million, yeah, my heart would be a little fast, too. And I probably would have, like, doo-dooed on myself or something. I shouldn't say doo-doo, but I'm just saying that I've been very happy and probably been so happy that something bad might have happened. That would have been embarrassing. Anyway, the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino spokesman told Eyewitness News Monday that the slot machine malfunctioned because its top prize is $99,000. Unfortunately, Mr. Seebeck was not even given that amount. You know, now, of course, he was told no. Even though the Seminole Gaming Commission has no idea how the machine malfunctioned. That's hate. Hey, the man won. Now, if you're going to say computer malfunction, software malfunction, fine. But if the top prize has been $99,000, man should get his $99,000. Don't play with my money. That's crazy. Don't get my hopes up, because you know, you tell me I won $166 million. I'm already shocked. I've bought a lot of stuff in my head for lotteries that I personally have never won, but I speculated over winning over the years. So I understand that Seminole Gaming Commission and Hard Rock Cafe Casino down there in Daytona Beach, Florida, in Tampa. Y'all suck. Y'all are terrible. That's a goddamn shame. You know, y'all almost as bad as, oh, people right here in San Diego. You know, I got to bring it back to the West Coast, because, you know, of course, I'm on the West Side. You know, there's people right here in North County, San Diego, that did a sting operation. You know, one similar to the ones that they do against the street prostitutes. where they bust day laborers. So I guess on October 14th, the police were driving unmarked cars and wearing civilian clothes and approached day laborers on El Camino Real in Carlsbad and pretended to offer them work. And then what they did, once the guys got in the car, they drove a few blocks, and then they cited them under the anti-hawking ordinance. And he said 9 people were cited, and 9 others are suspected of being in the country illegally and were turned over to the U.S. Border Patrol. You know, now what they're doing is there's a problem because the undercover stings and the anti-solicitation law that police are using to cite the workers have opened up a legal can of worms because other cities in the county and in the country that have tried to regulate day laborers have run into the problem. How do you restrict day laborers without running afoul of their rights to seek work? You know, the police said this. It's dangerous for drivers to stop on busy roads to pick up workers. And they're saying this is like a scare tactic used by the city to get rid of them, who some residents consider an eyesore. Wow. Talking about fucking haters. You're hating on dudes that want to work, not people that don't want to work. You're hating on people who want to work, are trying to work, not homeless bums sitting around begging you for cash. They're begging you for work. Wow. Seriously? Really? Y'all have a problem with people who want to work? See, this is the problem here in America. You go about the whole, you tell them, oh, it's eyesore. Look, people want to work. They're trying to work. I personally hate these guys that's on the corners, whatnot, begging me for change. You know, I want to shoot them in the kneecap every time I see them. You know, healthy dudes asking me for change. These are healthy guys who are not asking you for change. They're asking you for work. Can I cut your grass? Can I do whatever for you? We can't ask for work? You can't want to work? See, and you wondered where the quote-unquote American work ethic goes, went. Y'all arresting the people that want to work, but you don't touch the people who don't want to work. You just get them tickets. I'm not understanding that. That makes no sense whatsoever. So, North County Police, y'all definitely haters. And the people that consider people who want to work eyesores, you are some motherfucking haters, snobby bastards. Yeah, I said it, snobby bastards. Sue me. I'll sue your ass back for suing me. Now, as always, y'all know me. Let me get off this haters thing for a minute, even though I'm going to come back to it here. I'm a champion of women's rights. I think women's rights is one of the most important things going because, you know, I'm of the firm belief that if women aren't protected, the women aren't nurtured, society falls down. And as I see it, you know, our society falls down because we haven't taken the right steps to protect, love, and nurture the women and educate them and make, you know, help women to be on equal footing, not women as second-class citizens. You know, there's no way you can have a democratic, quote-unquote, enlightened society, but then you're like, bitch, make me a sandwich. Bitch, get out there and make my money for me on the corner. So, hey, you didn't iron my shirt. No, you can't be a preacher. I don't understand that. You know, all the way down to my homies down at gotoppers.org that just want the right to not wear their shirt because men cannot wear their shirt. You know, it's little stuff like that. People think that that's not important, but it is actually, because it should be their right to do what we as men can do. Hey, now, I'm not going to focus here in the United States. I'm going to go international here. About these guys. Well, there's a singer, Angelique Kidjo, who joined human rights activists to demand the court martials for the troops who publicly, and I'm going to repeat this, who publicly gang raped women in the streets of Guinea, which is in West Africa, last month. You know, it public rape, because the as we know across the world, women aren't worth anything. As we see in Arab society, we see it in what they call African society. You have women treated like, you know, not even the gum under your shoe. Public rape, a group public rape. And they have to petition them to court-martial all of those guys, the Guinean soldiers, who are supposedly part of the unit that's supposed to be protecting the people again. You know, when are we going to learn to take care of people the way they're supposed to be taken care of? You know, treat people the way they're supposed to be treated. Women aren't cattle. Women aren't pieces of meat to be raped and thrown around like they're nothing. You know, just a thought. And to all those guys that did that over in Guinea, I hope, you know, all of you get your dicks caught in the door and pulled off. That's just me. Oh, and with that, it's your boy Dick Hugger. I'm out before I get all choked up. You know, I'm sensitive, you know, when it comes to rape, whatnot. With that, Dick Hugger, I'm out. Peace, love, and smooth drama juice.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth.